This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so like, you're all fired up planning this wedding, right? All that dreamy, I do shit. And then, bam. You're like knee deep in seating charts and like losing your mind over flowers.
And suddenly it's like all about the tiny details and not about the love.
Exactly. And honestly, some of these so-called details can seriously like save your ass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking vendor contracts, people.
Yeah.
That stuff everyone wants to skip, but like, hell no.
Yeah.
Today we're going deep on those contracts and we're using the Engaged AF podcast for inspo.
Okay, cool.
Episode 40. They had some like really good advice on locking down vendors and just making sure everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, because contracts are like your wedding insurance policy. Like, think of it as a roadmap for you and your vendors.
Oh.
It's all right there in black and white. You know what I mean?
Totally. No one wants a wedding shit show because the photographer, like, forgot the date. Or the DJ shows up with a playlist that's, like, straight out of the 80s.
Oh, my God.
Seriously happened to a friend.
Oh, no.
Total nightmare.
Yeah. So contracts are non-negotiable. Like, if there's no contract, there's no accountability, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
Oh, true.
It protects both sides, you know? You and the vendor. It's all about preventing those nasty surprises later.
Okay, so let's break down what needs to be in every single contract. Starting with the basics. What the hell are you paying for? Like, get specific, list everything you expect.
Yeah, Engaged AF had some really good examples. Like, for photographers, your contract should say exactly how many hours they're shooting, how many edited photos you get back, what about prints or albums, are those included?
You got to think of everything.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to get super specific. If you're like, I need those golden hour shots, put it in the contract.
Yeah.
You want the photographer to capture your grandma, like, busting a move on the dance floor. Write it down.
Totally. And it's the same for every other vendor.
Right.
Like, if you've got a caterer, the contract needs to spell out the entire menu portion sizes.
Mm.
Even those like cute little napkins you picked out.
Mm, yes. Love it.
Literally, if it's not in writing, it's like, it never happened. Poof, gone.
Okay, next up. The money, honey.
Yes.
You got to make sure there are no surprises when that final bill shows up.
Right, the payment details need to be crystal clear. So what's the total cost? Is everything included or are there going to be like hidden fees lurking around? And when are the payments due? Most vendors want a deposit to hold the date, but the full balance shouldn't be due like months in advance.
And like, seriously, if a vendor is demanding full payment up front.
Oh, yeah.
Red flag alert. Run. Don't walk to the nearest exit.
Totally.
It's your money. You have the right to protect it.
For sure. Paying everything up front means you have zero leverage if something goes wrong. You're basically just handing over all the power and hoping for the best.
Not a good look.
Nope.
Okay, let's talk about cancellations. No one wants to think about it, but like, shit happens.
Yeah.
Plans change sometimes. Weddings get postponed or even like totally canceled.
Ugh. Yeah, and that's where the cancellation and refund policy comes in. So the contract needs to say how much of your deposit you get back, if any, and how far in advance you had to cancel to avoid getting hit with extra fees.
Engaged AF had a good tip on this.
Oh, yeah.
If a vendor's trying to keep like 50% or more of your money for a cancellation, don't be afraid to push back.
Yeah.
You can negotiate those terms. Don't let them walk all over you.
Totally. Especially if the fees seem crazy high, stand up for yourself and what's fair.
Okay, now let's get down to timelines and deadlines. This is how we, like, organize the chaos and make sure everyone's on schedule.
Yeah, you need to know when those flower arrangements are arriving. When the photographer is sending over the final photos, all those important dates.
Yeah.
It should also say when all the vendors are supposed to show up, so there's no last-minute scrambling, like, where the hell is everyone?
Having a timeline just means fewer surprises on your big day. And trust me, you want to minimize those as much as possible.
Yeah, remember that cake debacle I told you about?
Oh, God, don't remind me.
Yeah. Timelines are essential.
Okay. Speaking of things going wrong, let's talk about backup plans. Like, what if your photographer, like, gets hit by a bus?
Yeah.
Or the DJ has some family emergency?
You need to be strategic and think about those what-if moments. Your contract should say what happens in those situations.
Right. So, like, a photographer might have a clause about a second shooter who can step in if needed. Or if the florist can't get the exact orchids you wanted, the contract should say what alternatives they'll provide.
It's all about having a plan B. You don't want to be scrambling last minute if something unexpected happens.
All right, last but not least, let's talk about everyone's favorite topic, hidden fees.
Ugh, I hate those.
Seriously, no one likes getting slapped with extra charges. So make sure the contract lists every single potential thing that could add to the final cost.
Yeah, like overtime fees for the photographer or DJ travel charges.
Yeah.
Setup fees for lighting or sound equipment. Anything that could bump up the price.
Basically, if it's not in the contract, it shouldn't be on your final bill.
Exactly. Don't let those sneaky vendors try to pull a fast one on you.
You got to be vigilant and protect your bank account.
Yes. And here's the good news. You don't have to accept every contract as is. You can negotiate. This is your wedding. You have the power to get what you want.
Oh, hell yes. Channel your inner badass and make it happen. Most vendors are actually open to tweaking things, especially if you're reasonable and respectful about it.
Right. It's like you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
So what are some things you can typically negotiate? Engaged AF had some good examples.
Okay, yeah.
First up, that cancellation policy. If those non-refundable percentages are outrageous, try asking the vendor to lower them.
It's worth a shot. You can also try negotiating the payment terms. If a huge upfront payment isn't doable, see if they'll let you do smaller installments.
And if there's an extra service you want, like an extra hour of photography coverage, see if they'll throw it in without raising the price.
Totally. The worst they can say is no.
Okay, time for reality check. As much as we love wedding vendors, there are some shady people out there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be ready to spot those red flags before you sign anything.
For sure. Engaged AF had a whole segment on this. The biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
If a vendor doesn't use contracts at all, that's an immediate deal breaker.
Yeah. No contract, no accountability. No. Just walk away.
Yep. And if a vendor's contract is full of vague language or things that seem unclear, don't be afraid to ask for clarification.
Yeah.
Don't sign anything until you totally understand it.
Another huge red flag is a vendor who wants non-refundable payments for everything. Deposits are normal, but if the entire payment is non-refundable, hell no.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. You could lose a ton of money if something goes wrong.
And finally, watch out for pushy sales tactics. If they're pressuring you to sign immediately without giving you time to think it over, that's a sign to slow down and reassess.
Trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is. Don't let anyone bully you into signing something you're not comfortable with.
Okay, before we wrap this part up, let's go over some pro tips to make this whole contract thing less of a headache.
Yeah.
The biggest one. Read every single word of that contract.
Yeah.
I know it's boring, but you got to make sure you understand what you're agreeing to. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If there's anything you're not clear on, speak up. Vendors should be happy to clarify.
Absolutely.
Once you've signed, always keep a copy for your records. You never know when you might need it.
True.
And this should go without saying, but get everything in writing. Verbal agreements are useless if there's a dispute. If it's not documented, it didn't happen.
So what's the big takeaway here? Contracts are your wedding day BFF. They might not be the most exciting part of planning, but they're damn important.
Yeah. A well-written contract protects you, makes sure you get what you paid for, and helps avoid those misunderstandings that can turn your dream wedding into a disaster.
It's all about clarity, protection, and making sure everyone's on the same page.
Let's take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll dive even deeper into some specific contract scenarios and how to handle those tricky situations. Stay tuned.
All right, let's get back into these contracts and like talk about some real life shit that might come up.
Okay.
Because even with the best planning, you know, sometimes things go wrong.
Yeah, totally. Murphy's Law.
And when that happens, you want to be prepared to handle it.
Like a boss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where your contract is like your secret weapon.
Okay. I like
that. So imagine this, you booked your photographer, everything's cool, and then they're suddenly like, oh yeah, you owe me more money, like more than you originally agreed on.
Ugh, the bait and switch.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. But that's when you whip out your contract.
Oh, yeah.
Go back to that payment section and be like, excuse me, this is what we agreed on.
Be polite but firm.
Exactly.
And what if they try to say like, oh, that doesn't include editing?
Ugh, so sneaky.
Yeah.
But you call them out on it. If editing wasn't listed as an extra cost in the contract, they can't just add it later.
Nope.
You're not falling for that.
Damn right.
All right, so what happens if a vendor tries to back out of your wedding completely?
Oh, God.
Like they double booked or something.
Ugh, nightmare.
Total nightmare. But again, your contract should have you covered. Look for the cancellation clause. It should say what happens if the vendor bails out. There should be consequences for breaking the agreement.
So you'd at least get your deposit back.
Hopefully you get more than just the deposit back.
Okay.
The contract might say they have to help you find a replacement or even like pay the difference if you have to hire someone else last minute.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you're the one who has to cancel? Like, life happens. Plans change.
It definitely happens. In that case, you need to check the cancellation policy in your contract.
Okay.
It'll tell you how much notice you need to give the vendor and how much of your payment is refundable.
So if you cancel way in advance, you might lose less money.
Exactly. And if you have to cancel for reasons outside of your control, like a natural disaster or serious illness, you might even get a full refund. But it all comes down to what's in that contract.
Okay, let's talk about those times when a vendor just like doesn't deliver what they promised. Like the flowers show up wilted or the DJ plays the wrong first dance song.
I know the worst.
Yeah.
But your contract can save the day here, too. It should clearly say what services are promised and what happens if they don't deliver.
So if the photographer missed those specific shots you wanted, or the videographer didn't capture those key moments, you can complain and maybe get some compensation.
Exactly. And if they're being totally unreasonable or refuse to fix it,
Okay.
you might even think about legal action.
Oh.
But hopefully it won't come to that.
Okay, last scenario. What if there's a disagreement about something that wasn't in the contract? Like, what if your DJ refuses to play a certain type of music?
That's when communication is super important. Like before signing any contracts, talk to your vendors about what you expect and what you like. So you could be like, hey, I love 90s hip hop, so please make sure to play some of that.
Exactly. And if something comes up that you didn't discuss beforehand, just try to work it out with the vendor calmly and respectfully.
Yeah, you're all on the same team here.
Right.
The goal is to have a fantastic wedding.
So after all this talk about contracts and potential disasters, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, contracts are essential. They protect you and help make sure your wedding day goes smoothly. Read them carefully, ask questions, and don't be afraid to negotiate.
Love it. And even if you're working with the best vendors out there, things can still go wrong. Be prepared for anything.
Exactly. It's all about having a plan, knowing your rights, and making sure everyone's on the same page.
All right, we're back and ready to drop some more knowledge about these wedding contracts before you say, I do.
Yeah, because contracts might not be the most like fun part of planning,
Definitely no.
but they're seriously important. And we want you to feel like totally empowered and ready to handle this stuff.
Like the badasses you are.
Exactly.
Okay, so first things first, don't be afraid to call in the big guns like legal advice.
Ooh,
I know it sounds kind of intimidating and maybe expensive, but sometimes you got to bring in a professional.
Especially if you're dealing with a contract that's super complicated, or if you're just like, what the hell does this even mean?
Right.
There are lawyers out there who specialize in wedding contracts.
Really?
Yeah, they
Yeah.
can make sure everything is legit and that you're protected.
That's actually a good idea. Think of it as an investment in peace of mind.
Totally.
Okay. Next up, liability insurance. Not
There's
the most exciting topic, I know,
definitely not.
but it's super important.
Especially if you're having your wedding at a private venue,
Okay.
or if you're doing anything that could like potentially lead to accidents, you don't want to be held responsible if someone trips on the dance floor or gets a little too wild at the open bar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Liability insurance covers those unexpected costs and protects you from legal headaches.
Okay, good to know. Now let's talk about backups.
Yes.
And I don't just mean a backup photographer or DJ.
Right.
I'm talking backup plans for everything.
For everything.
Rain on your outdoor ceremony, cake takes a tumble, officiant gets lost on the way to the venue.
Oh my God.
Like, shit happens,
It
right?
totally does.
But a solid backup plan keeps you calm and collected when it does.
Remember Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Ugh, so true.
Be prepared.
Okay, that's good advice. So it's all about like managing expectations and knowing you have a plan B and C, and even D if you need it. Okay, final tip, and this might seem obvious, but good communication is key.
Oh, for sure.
Be upfront and honest with your vendors from the beginning. Talk about your budget, your vision, your expectations.
Yeah, the more transparent you are, the better your vendors will understand what you want.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions throughout the process. If something's unclear or you have concerns, speak up. This is your wedding.
Your
You
day.
have the right to be informed and make sure everything is how you want it.
You're in charge here. Don't let anyone make you feel like you can't ask questions or voice your opinions.
All right. That wraps up our deep dive into the world of wedding contracts.
Ooh.
Remember, knowledge is power. And now you've got the tools to navigate this stuff like a pro.
Yeah, contracts are there to protect you, not to suck the fun out of wedding planning. Take your time, read everything carefully, negotiate like a boss, and get ready to celebrate your love without any unnecessary stress.
Love it. And don't forget to check out Engaged AF magazine for more badass wedding advice.
Yeah.
They're a lifesaver for couples who want to ditch the traditions and plan a wedding that's totally their own.
You got this. Now go out there and plan the most epic wedding ever.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck podcast.